Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending May 3rd. Improving conditions for orphans. Violence between Ukrainian nationalists and World War II vets. Volunteers needed for Euro 2012. This and more, I'm Keith Parent. A program has been launched in Ukraine intended to improve conditions for education, medical monitoring, and servicing of children from orphanages, said President Viktor Yanukovych. According to Yanukovych, it is planned to open regional medical centers where orphans will be provided with medical services. Once a year, the children will undergo diagnostics, and every child will have its own medical card. The head of state stressed that every child will be able to enter high educational institutions after getting secondary education. The government, Yanukovych assured, will create appropriate conditions for all wishing to adopt children. Family policy aims to ensure that each family receives childbirth cash assistance and aid for the child upbringing. This assistance from year to year will increase, he emphasized. Yanukovych noted that he has signed a bill providing significant improvement in financial assistance to needy families and orphans, which since May 1, 2011, has increased by nearly 15%. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry on Wednesday expressed regret over Moscow's statements on the violence that broke out between Ukrainian nationalists and World War II veterans during the May 9th World War II Victory Day celebrations in Lviv. Members of the Ukrainian Freedom Nationalist Organization engaged in a scuffle with World War II vets, tore and burnt Soviet flags, and trod on a wreath that the Russian Consul General planned to lay at the tombs of Soviet soldiers who died while liberating Ukraine from Nazi Germany. Unfortunately, the Russian reaction to the events in Lviv has shown that the instruments from the arsenal from the former anti-Ukrainian campaigns have not been tossed into the scrap heap of history, said the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesman at a press conference. The spokesman emphasized that Ukraine understands Russia's sensitivity to problems of nationalism and xenophobia. We are ready to counter this evil jointly, he added. He also expressed hope that Ukraine and Russia would show the world the way forward in issues of tolerance and mutual respect in such sensitive issues as historical memory and state identity. The Lviv Regional Council urged Ukrainians to change the government in the country. The Ukrainian news agency learned this from an appeal from the Council of Ukrainian People adopted at the extraordinary session of the Regional Council, which tackled the incidents in Lviv on May 9th. Our task is to jointly sweep this government to the garbage heap of history. This is the only way for Ukraine to construct a free, rich, and fair state, reads the appeal. In the opinion of the Regional Council, a powerful protest is growing within society. The deputies urge Ukrainians not to yield to provocations and attempts of the government to split the country. On May 9th, Lviv saw a cynical provocation. The current government has shown openly it works under the scenario of the Kremlin and written by the FSB, formerly known as the KGB. It works at aggravation of political confrontation and the split of Ukraine, reads the appeal. The Lviv Regional Council notes it has warned the central government about provocations prepared for May 9th. A total of 76 deputies of the Regional Council of 83 presented voting for the wording of the appeal. The Lviv Regional Council compromises of 116 deputies. The countries of the Visa group, which include Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and the Czech Republic, have agreed on the creation of a battle tactical group and invite Ukraine to participate in it. All sides discuss the possibility of Ukraine's involvement in this group. At the meeting, the ministers agreed that all costs would be shared among them, while the other details will be considered at meetings in line with working procedure. According to the Slovak defense minister, his Polish counterpart agreed that Poland would be the main country in the group, and noted Ukraine has experience in participating in battle tactical groups, as its Aleutian 76 aircraft, radiation, chemical and biological protection units, and its combat engineering units are participating in tactical groups. The Rada, the Ukraine parliament, has made clarification to a law on the principles of preventing and combating corruption in Ukraine concerning the declaration of expenses by public officials. If, during the reporting year, public officials conduct expenses that exceed $18,000, they should be subject to mandatory monitoring. Moreover, in the income declaration, civil servants should separately indicate property which is privately owned or leased. As was reported, the Ukrainian Parliament on April 7th passed a bill submitted by the President on the principles of preventing and combating corruption in Ukraine. And finally, in sport, if Ukraine wants to impress the world when it co-hosts the Euro 2012 Soccer Championship with Poland next year, it'll take a form of civic engagement that has not yet caught on in Ukraine, otherwise volunteering. With hundreds of thousands of fans expected to flood Ukraine, organizers will rely on nearly 12,000 volunteers to help the tournament run smoothly by helping visitors find their way, assisting journalists, and supporting police and medical workers. Organizers say these helpers will decide whether the tournament is considered a success by fans, even more than the expensive stadium and rebuilt road projects. Unlike the West, volunteering is not a common practice in Ukraine, but organizers hope that Euro 2012 will change that. The desire to represent Ukraine as a volunteer appears high. In its first month of accepting applications, Kyiv, one of the 8 host cities, more than 3,000 applicants registered, 2/3 of which were women and 85% were students. Kyiv is looking to recruit 6,000 volunteers. The Union of European Football Federations wants some 2,500 volunteers from each country. In addition to the host city, volunteers will help organize corporate hospitality, logistics, and media. It expects to receive up to 5 to 6 applications for every available job. And that was a look at some of the headlines making news in Ukraine. If you'd like to subscribe to this program, just go to www.pcjmedia.com/Nash-Holos, and you can subscribe to it in iTunes. I'm Keith Parent.